21, excuse me. Proverbs chapter 21. Here's the bonus reason. I'm not going to spend too much time on this. What are some of the reasons why people hate going to church? Well, one is because they're distracted. The cares of this life, the deceitfulness of riches, the lust of other things entering in can choke the word. That person can become unfruitful, and they begin to despise coming to church. It's a drudgery to them, becomes grievous to them. What's another reason? Well, they become discontent with the basics. I've heard this before. My ears are dull of hearing. Give me something that I want to hear. Give me something new to hear. What's another reason? They disparage the pastor. They belittle the pastor. They're constantly critical of what he's saying, so they can't receive as much as they possibly can from the preaching of God's word. What's another reason? Because they're dormant in their service. And lastly, this is one of the reasons why people hate going to church. And remember, they're all D's, okay? They are distracted, discontent, they disparage the pastor, they're dormant in their service, and number five, sometimes they hate church because they're devils. And that person is just not saved, okay? Why does this person hate our church? It's probably because he's a devil. The guy's probably some wicked reprobate. You say, well, that's weird, though. They would come to church and, like, come Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, and have a Bible and get dressed and do all these things and hate the Lord and hate the pastor and do all those things. Yes! I know it's crazy, but people will do that. They will join a Baptist church, wake up early on a Sunday morning to get ready, put on a shirt and tie, come to church, use all the Christianese lingo in church, maybe even participate in soul winning. I'll have all these outward expressions of being a Christian and then just hate the pastor, hate the church. Why? Because they're devils. That's why. I'm sure you know all about that. That's why I'm not really going to spend a whole lot of time on this point. Because I'm preaching to the choir. And I'm not calling you devils, okay? I'm just saying, like, you've been a part of that where, you know, you can cut that part out too. Sometimes people hate going to church. It's not because they're discontent with the basics. It's not necessarily because they're distracted. It's not because, you know, they're just belittling the pastor because they want to hear something new. It's not because they're just dormant in their service. I'll tell you why, because they're just flat out devils, wicked people, infiltrators. And you know what? Churches like this will get them all the time. Why? Because they're trying to infiltrate to mess up the work. They're trying to hinder the work of God. And mark it down, when there's people out there who have an agenda to hinder God's word from being preached and thundered forth, they're devils. Folks, we had a soul winning marathon in the city of Santa Ana a couple weeks ago. It was great. We got a lot of people saved. A lot of new soul winners came out. Marathons are just fun, right? They're just fun. It's not fun for the one organizing it. You know, they're stressing out, but I'm not. That's not me anymore. You know, it's like, got someone else to do that. And we had that, you know, people were getting saved. It was great. And you know, I was with my family, soul winning with my family. I was with my soul winning partner. And we're getting a bunch of people saved. It was the first half. And we're done. It was over. It was just like, all right, I'm just waiting for my soul winning partner to finish up here. He looks like he's getting this person saved. These guys walk up, and then, you know, I look at them, and I'm just like, hey, want to give you this invite? Unfortunately, it had the new church address on there. And I'm like, want to give you this invite to our Easter service? You know, I just want to give this to you. And they just kind of take it. They're like, what's your name? I'm like, Bruce. What's your last name? He's like, Mejia. And I'm not catching on. Like, my wife told me, like, later on, I knew what was going on. I didn't know. I'm just like, we're soul winning, you know? And he's like, what are you preaching? I'm like, the gospel? I'm like, this is weird. And I thought to myself, maybe these are some, like, false prophets, and I'm like, I'm in their territory or something like that, you know? And he's like, no, but what are you preaching? I'm like, the word of God? I mean, what do you want me to say? I'm just like, and then he looks down at the invite. He looks up at me and he says, what do you believe about gay people? And at that point, obviously, I'm like, all right, it's on. And I look up at him and I said, you know exactly what I believe about gay people. I said, you know who I am. And he's like, you can't preach your homophobic blankety blank here. And I said, I can preach whatever I want.
Amen.
Wherever I want.
Yeah.
He says, well, not here. And I said, well, too late. He says, you need to leave. I said, I already got like over 50 soul winners here preaching the same thing that I'm preaching. And then his buddies came. They're like, you can't preach your hate here. I said, then go call the police if you want. I'm not going to stop preaching. I've already did it. You're too late. Too bad. I'm done anyways. You know. And then they started having this body language like they were going to jump me. So, you know, I just grabbed my kids and I put them behind me and I'm just like, all right, well, I'm leaving, so see ya. You know, I just kind of like walk away. And my soul winning partner was still over there. And, you know, they didn't see him. So I'm trying to like distract them from seeing him. You know, so they just kind of follow me. They're like, yeah, get out of here. You can't come here. And you can't preach here and all this stuff. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm already done, so I'm out of here, you know. So we ended up leaving. I left my soul winning partner. He was offered... I'm just kidding. He wasn't offered. You know, they didn't know he was there. And I texted him. I said, look, they were giving me a hard time. They recognized me. And so I had to leave. But the second hour, we came back. But this time I came with the boys. You know, we came with the guys because it was a really receptive area. And we came and the guys, you know, they're just like, let's go back. Let's go preach the gospel there. We got you, pastor. Don't worry. You know, we'll be there. Because the first time, no, like everyone forsook me. Demons forsook me, having loved this present world, and like I had no one there. Because like probably like 5 minutes before that happened, like all my guys were there, and we're like, yeah, it's going good. All right, man, I'll see you guys in a little bit. I'm gonna wait for David over here, and I'll see you guys over there. And it's just like literally 5 minutes later, it's like they came, and I'm just kind of like looking for my guys. I'm like, oh man, this sucks. But this time, me and the boys came, and we got a bunch of people saved. Amen. Now we'll say we have to cut it short. Because, you know, they came back out, and this time they had reinforcements as well. And at that point, I was just like, all right, we got to cut it short. Because they started, like, surrounding us, and this guy was tatted from, like, head to toe, you know, homo thugs or whatever. And and I said, you know, I think we're going to have to cut this short. I said, you know, these people are, like, they're making signals at me and stuff like that. And so we ended up leaving, and I thought to myself, man, these people are unreasonable, and they're wicked. Men who are trying to hinder the work of God. Evil people. That's their agenda. So folks, if they're willing to do that on a public area where they're just, even though you're just preaching the gospel, I wasn't preaching, you know, the reprobate doctrine. That wasn't my thing at that time. It's my thing, but it's not my thing at that time. I'm just preaching the gospel. I'm just getting people saved. We're just inviting people to Easter. And they still wanted to stop that. How much more wicked are they when they actually come to the church house to try to hinder the work of God? These are people that hate church because they're devils. But you're not them, okay? The first four points were for you, were for me, were for saved people. Last point is not. Look at Proverbs 21, verse 16. It says, the man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. My prayer tonight is that you would just open up your understanding to these potential pitfalls that you can fall into, where you can begin to despise the preaching of God's word. You can begin to despise your pastor and his preaching, the church that you're attending, because of these things right here. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Don't be distracted. Don't become discontent. Don't disparage your pastor and get involved in your church. Amen? Amen. Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you so much for your word. Thank you, Lord, for the Bible, that it's so clear and concise in these areas. And thank you for warning us of these potential pitfalls that all of us can fall into at one time or another. I pray, God, that you'd help us, Lord, to have a soft heart towards the things of God. And I know in my life personally, I know there's been times when my heart has gotten hard, Lord, and maybe it was the cares of this life and other things that were entering in that was causing me to be a little distracted, Lord. I pray that, Lord, you'd help us to continue to soften our hearts as we read the Bible, as we come to church. And sometimes we just need to come to church even when we don't feel like coming to church. And the preaching, the fellowship, will often soften our hearts and remind us of the eternal, and it'll help us to get right with you. And Lord, bless this evening and all there is. Thank you for Pastor Anderson. Thank you for Faithful Word Baptist Church and their prayers, Lord. I'm so thankful for their example, their friendship. I pray that you bless them and your hand continue to be with them as they seek to reach more people for Christ and thunder forth the word of God. We pray these things in Jesus' name.